Hey there, Patty Dominguez here, episode 106 of the Positioning to Profit podcast. I have a question for you. Are you busy or are you productive? That's the topic for this episode, because I have been hearing around, right, like around the way, around how people are super overwhelmed and busy. And I'm like, are you really busy? Or are you being productive? Or what's happening here? Because I feel like people's default sometimes is just to say, I'm overwhelmed. But what does that really mean? And so there's a lot of meaning behind that that we can get into. But I'm going to steer it more to share with you what I used to do and now what I do, and why I find that this has been really the secret sauce for me being super focused on what I want to create. So I'm imparting some of the shares that I've had because I've done it all, being in that state of overwhelm. I don't live there anymore at all. So truthfully, when people say that, I'm like, okay, can't necessarily relate, but I understand, right? I don't live that way, but I understand. And that's what I want to share with you to get you out of that state if you are living there, because I promise you, if you don't take care of it, it's just going to get worse and worse. And then it becomes a habit. We don't want that. That's not a productive habit. It's not coming from your higher self. So that's the topic of the episode today. It is a solo show. And just so you know, I started a new Facebook group, by the way. It is called Prolific Women Entrepreneurs. So just do a search on Facebook for Prolific Women Entrepreneurs and join the group, because I'm sharing in there the cafe call. I'm sharing some of the things that I pass on to my clients, as well as overall share. So would love to have you join. Check it out at Prolific Women Entrepreneurs. And with that, here we go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me, because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. All right. Thanks for being here on this episode. It is a solo show, like I mentioned, and it's going to be a really good one, because one of the things that I have personally gone through is the whole states of all of the ways of building a business that I used to be in, like, overwhelmed, or I would like emotionally eat and get myself into these stressful situations where I'm like, oh my gosh, oh well, maybe if I eat this cookie, that'll make me feel better. And no, it didn't make me feel better. It made me feel like crap. So this is not an anti-cookie campaign by any means, because I love me a good cookie. But what I want to steer clear of is really watching your words. I brought this up in my Prolific Inner Circle around how people have just been seeing that they casually use this, the terminology of, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm super busy, and it's just a default setting. And what that does is just creates more overwhelm. And I think it's just a safe habit to say, I am overwhelmed, or I'm super busy, but are you really, or are you being productive? And what is the difference? And what I mean by that is, I remember, gosh, maybe 5 years ago, I did an Akashic record reading. I had heard this woman, I don't remember her name, I so apologize in case anybody's interested in that, I don't remember. But she was talking to me, and I was asking her about, like, how do I get ahead in my business. I'm just so burnt out. I was really at an all-time low. I was just trying to find my way and just trying to figure things out. You know what I mean? Like, you go through, I mean, as I always say, entrepreneurship being the best roller coaster ride ever. Well, I was at a dip, right? I was in a low. And I had talked to her, and I'm like, if I can please ask you for the guidance I need to move ahead, because I feel really overwhelmed. I'm burning myself out. I'm listening to this whole mentality around hustle, 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 because that was like the ebb and flow. This is probably going back 6-7 years actually. And I was feeling really burnt out, you know, and I just kept going and burning the candle at both ends. And I said, I just feel so busy, and I feel like I can't get ahead. Now, keep in mind, at the time, I hadn't hired anybody yet. I'd been playing around with like temps and things like that. that, but I didn't have anybody that was really on my team helping me. I didn't understand the importance of staying in my zone of genius. I didn't understand prioritization. I didn't understand creating systems. I didn't understand accountability. Oh my God, so many things that if I could go back in January of 2013 and have somebody sit me down and tell me over a 3-hour period, Patty, here's what you got to know. Here's how to build a business. Here's what's important. You know, so I was talking to the people in the Prolific Inner Circle about this, and we were just talking about how this overwhelm is such a setting. It's just like a default setting, and really watching our words, you know, when people say need or try or should or could and all these other things that keep us in this state of mediocrity, and then we wonder why we can't move the ball forward. Well, we're kind of self-fulfilling our state of being by using these crazy words that we're using. And so I want to have this be like a cold splash of water in your face if you're catching yourself saying that, to say stop. That's just going to keep you in that weird space of overwhelm, and we don't want to be there if you're trying to build a business. And by trying, I mean trying, because that's all you're going to be doing, as opposed to really finding a space to be productive. So let me explain. So I go for this reading. I was talking to the Akashic record reader, and I was saying, how do I get my, I'm trying to catch my breath. I'm so busy and this and that. And she's like, you're busy, but are you productive? I was like, what? What do you mean? And then interestingly enough, she pointed me to the whole philosophy of The One Thing, which is a book by, I believe it's Gary Keller, talking about The One Thing, just being focused on the one thing and really understanding the premise behind it. It's a good book. It's been so long since I read it. I think it makes sense to read it again. But the gist of what I took by that is like, okay, focusing on the one thing instead of feeling like you have to focus on 20 things, like where can I focus best right now? So long story short, as I took that one takeaway from the Akashic record reader, is like, are you busy or are you productive? I'm like, oh my God, I'm being busy, but I'm not being productive. So that was really a rude awakening for me. And then I recognize, I'm like, where am I spending my time? And so the idea here is like, I then heard this whole concept of high leverage time. And it's something that I've incorporated into my everyday that has been so powerful for me. And I really want to share that with you because it's been such a game changer for me. So first things first, just to repeat, I do not use those words around overwhelm or, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. Oh my God, I'm anxiety. I just don't use those words at all, right? So you have to really watch your words. Your words do not return void. Or as Florence Scovel Shin says, your words are your wand. So keep that in mind. And then what I did was I found this concept of high leverage time. And really, high leverage time is this concept where you really look at where can I have a truncated space of time that I slot on my calendar, and I'm religious about it because everything on my calendar is actually color coordinated, and I could talk about that another day. But basically, the morning every day I have high leverage time, and it's about a 3-hour slot. And you may think, what, 3 hours? But yes, it's 3 hours. And so what happens in that 3 hours is I am hyper focused on high leveraged activities. And here's what I mean by that. Okay, so the first thing that I really assessed and I took into my life is the idea that because of things that you hear out in the marketplace where people are like, you have to wake up at 4 a.m. in order to be effective and in order to be an awesome millionaire. And yeah, like in order to be an entrepreneur, you got to hustle really hard, blah, 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 blah. And you hear these ideas that are absolutely ludicrous that work for other people, but doesn't mean it works for everyone. So one of the things that I got over through a one-line conversation with a mentor of mine, Jim Fortin, is I was all obsessed about how, oh my God, I'm having such a hard time being a morning person because I was trying to train myself to wake up at 5 a.m. because I heard these other people were doing it, and that's how you become really successful. And he's like, that's bullshit. What are you talking about? You have to honor the way you operate. Like, it's your way of being. It doesn't have to be that you're a morning person. So for whatever reason, it opened this awareness in me that I'm like, oh,
So it's okay to be kind of a night person, and it's okay for me to sleep until 7:30 or 8 because that's just how I function. He's like, yeah, absolutely. And so I am not a morning person, I will say that. So this whole premise of really finding that high leverage time is I wanted to maneuver my calendar in order to be the most productive, okay? And here's what I mean by that, is that I wake up around 7:30, I wake up, I work out, and then I have my morning time where, so I sit in stillness and I'm doing my self-hypnosis, and then I have my coffee and hanging out with my husband a little bit, we chit-chat, and then I come into what I call my sanctuary, which is my office, and I've really created a space that is conducive to productivity. So I have my like essential oils going, and I have my little altar space, and it just is a beautiful space for me. I love it. I'm comfortable here. It really connects me into a space of creation, right? So I come in here and I'm like, okay, this is my high leverage time. I do not take calls before noon. I used to do it before 11, and now it's like, nope, I don't take calls before noon. That's me. I don't know if it's going to work for you, but you have to find that space of about 2.5 hours or so. And so every day, Monday through Friday specifically, I have that time slot, 2.5 hours, where that is my high leverage time. And that goes into account with this whole idea of finding this space and time where you are super productive, where you're focused on what you want to create, okay? Because it doesn't matter how productive you are if you're not doing the right things in the right place, okay? So if you look around at your highest leverage activities, both in your work and home, are you being really productive, or are you just getting like super overwhelmed and crazy and be like, oh, I'm so busy? You don't have to live like that, right? So the whole premise of this is really understanding the whole idea of the 80-20 rule. And it's something that I found on a Quora post where the question that came up is like, okay, so what's the single most valuable lesson you've learned in your professional life? And the top answer, and that really, really made sense and got a lot of traffic, is that reading this concept of 80-20, it promotes the virtues of this 80-20 rule. The rule says that 80% of the results you achieve come from 20% of your efforts. So if this 2.5 hour slot that I do Monday through Friday is giving me the most results, because this is where it's this truncated time where I'm thinking about where else I can plant seeds. And here's what I mean by that, is that everything, and I tell my clients this all the time, I'm like, whatever you're creating, remember, it's an asset. How can you create more flow in the work that you do? So I'm thinking about new concepts where I can incorporate more ways that I can leverage my time. So I don't want to be trading time for money. I want to create leverage wherever possible. So I look at it in that way. So take, for example, it doesn't have to be all about course creating or anything like that. It could also be on like, okay, how are we creating more of an effective output? So for example, there was somebody that joined Prolific Cafe, and her email, the way that she typed it in, it was incomplete. And I just so happened to see it, and I was like, oh, she didn't get the emails, you know? So I looked at the autoresponder, and it showed that she was not getting your emails because of the fact that she punched in on accident the wrong email. So I'm like, okay, this has to be corrected. This has to be now created into a standard operating procedure. Because had I not just so happened to look at her email, I wouldn't have noticed that there was an error. And as a result, she was not getting the welcome email, and here's your login email and all these other things, right? It could have caused a hiccup in the process where she would have said, why didn't I get my stuff? And she was really lovely about it, so that was not the issue. But one of the things I identified there was like, okay, this has to be turned into a standard operating procedure, that when somebody joins, we want to make sure that there's a system there to ensure that they're getting their emails. So the idea here is that we found a gap, and now we create a process for it, so it goes into our SOPs. And that's what we want to drive to, is where can we leverage time? Where can we leverage effort? Where can we create systems for the future, right? Because now this happened once, but it's not going to happen again. So these are the moments that it's like, how do you build and like automate repetitive work? How am I investing in my learning to learn new skills that I can quickly deploy and apply? How am I guiding new ideas for my team, right? So the other thing is that in that block of time, I'm so religious about it. Like, I don't schedule anything else. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say, nope, I'm not available for that time. And I can tell you with that high leverage time that I have every day, it has really provided me the seed of inspiration. I've gotten cool ideas out of it. I've gotten great, it's just so many concepts, ideas, downloads, inspirations, etc., that have helped me. And as a result, like, I start my day in flow, if that makes any sense. It's like I start my day on such a good foot that it provides this new perspective on how I take then the calls that I take on. And I'm just really starting the day in such a beautiful way that I hope that this offers you, for you, some kind of seed of inspiration. Slot your high leverage time. Maybe it can't be 2.5 hours for you. Maybe it's an hour, right? An hour in your day, because you have so many other things going on and you're so booked. But in that 1 hour, treat it like you are in this cave, if you will, or like this space where nothing else can disturb you. Turn off your social media, turn off any distractions, turn off the phone and lock yourself in a room, and just for that 1 hour, if that's all you have. And let that be the way that you're thinking in a new way, coming up with ideas, coming up with different concepts, coming up with building the standard operating procedures, finding these gaps, investing in your learning, right? Like a new program that you can see that if we activate on this program, because this is another thing, which is a whole other topic, but how many people buy programs and they don't ever complete them? And I think that's such a disservice. So you can use your high leverage time that you have slotted on your calendar for those types of things. The idea here is that high leverage time is giving you the ability to plant those seeds, come up with ideas to make you a more effective entrepreneur. So I highly encourage this process of creating more productivity in your life and getting you out of that overwhelm and just saying, oh, I'm busy, I'm overwhelmed. No, you're not. It's a lack of prioritization, in my opinion, okay? Because I used to live like that. I used to be overwhelmed and just, I don't know, like just at any moment, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm so stressed out. I'm tight like a drum in my shoulders. Like I was just like pent up and so stressed out and hustling hard and I got adrenal fatigue. It's like, it's not worth it. There is a better way. And that's when you have structure and system, and the discipline in which you're doing that with is going to reward you. The irony here is that the discipline that you're deploying is going to give you more freedom. And that's the only way to get there, is when you have these elements in play that help you to become a more productive individual. So in your journey for entrepreneurship, check out prolificcafe.com, where you can learn the 3 distinct pillars that will help you grow your business to success. It's positioning, so that you're standing out uniquely, zagging when everybody else is zigging. It's about the systems that you want in your business, so that you have a business and it has systems and it's not crazy and overwhelming. And then the last one is accountability, with 24/7 private chat coaching, as well as group Ask Me Anything calls, 2 options every single week, an amazing, amazing community. And when you're ready, just go to prolificcafe.com. All right, we'll see you on the next one.
Thank you so much for checking out the Positioning to Profit podcast. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. And also, it would mean the world to me if you would take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcast player. It really helps to get the word out about the podcast and, of course, the featured guests. And lastly, please make sure to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm on all of them. And use hashtag positioning to profit so that I can search you out and connect that way too. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time.